Welcome back to Game Over. I am Lethal. I am here with Nico.
How we doing, people?
It's been a while.
It's been a minute, really.
It's almost like we did two episodes and disappeared off the face of the earth.
But I thought you did.
What?
Like, no, didn't you change your name and, like, where you lived and all that?
Just moved to Melbourne. Not that far. Do we need to talk about your meds again? I think we do. All right. So, if you don't know, we are here to talk all things game. That's G-A-Y-M's. Oh, fuck, that was bad. Shit. Maybe I should be drinking beer and not coffee. Okay. And this is how old I am, and I'm leaving this in. This is how old I am. I'm drinking coffee, so after I record this podcast, I can go out and drink and don't fall asleep like a nana, like I normally do.
Yikes.
Yeah. That's the stage of life that I'm up to, folks.
This is how you pre-drink in your late 30s.
Very strong coffee.
You go to the cafe, you have a coffee, and then you go out to the bar. Until 10:30.
Yeah. And then it's strictly home because nothing good happens after 11. All right. So we've got a couple of things to talk about. But first, you've been very busy. Haven't you?
Who told you that?
It's written everywhere. I'm sorry.
I've been very, very busy.
I believe that one of your favorite games has just been released.
Oh, yes, it has. And I've had very minimal sleep because of it.
So please, Nico, tell us all about the Untitled Goose Jerk game.
I'm sorry, what?
Let's talk about Borderlands 3! Apparently,
Goose game is very good. I've actually never even heard of it, but yeah, it's a title I would like to check out. But yes, Borderlands 3, holy shit, it's actually out, and I've actually finished it. It only took me like 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you, minimal sleep, and I was working pretty much most of that time.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, I've got problems.
That's dedication. I think I've played maybe 10 hours, and I'm stuck on a boss. That's really, really difficult.
What difficulty are you playing it on?
Shush. And he basically, like, shoots music out of speakers. And
You're only up to him?
I just keep dying, so I'm just playing online matches because I'm just getting over it. Anyway. But tell us why you love it. Tell us how... Give us a scoop. What's so good about this one?
Okay. So, just to cramp down the 2,000 words that I've already written about it, which we posted up tomorrow morning on the Game Honors website.
By the time you hear this, it'll already be up.
Anywho.
Links in the show notes, peeps. Links in the show notes.
So, the story, I'm not spoiling any of it. Without spoiling any of it.
No, don't spoil, just tell us your thoughts.
The ending was different.
Okay.
So but the ending was shit. Like,
all right.
It was different, but in a good way. And it was a lot more story-driven this time. And apart from all the mayhem and chaos, there's other things that you're able to do, like collectibles and all that. And there's new ways of moving around the world, like you can climb up onto things, you can slide everywhere as you're shooting enemies. Guns sound amazing. It's just freaking awesome to be able to play this game, like, in its full entirety after 6 months of following it from announcement all the way to launch. And I think I'm a mixture of happy and sad, probably because, like, the journey is pretty much over.
And this was like a really personal journey for you, because you went to LA with 2K to watch the first footage. They flew you to LA.
They did. I spent 3 nights in LA and then flew all the way back home. It was a very, very big week for me. That was probably the busiest weeks I've ever had.
Insane. Like, absolutely insane. But so exciting.
It was. And then last month, they flew me down to Sydney for another event. And then 1 month later, we finally got the game. And
the day of release.
It was just insane. But yes, I loved it, and I'm still playing it.
So what happens now? Is there more content coming, or it's just mainly going to be online because it's that kind of game?
Well, it's not exactly... I wouldn't put it in the category of being an online multiplayer game. I mean, you can do that. There is matchmaking where you can, group up with people, squad up, and... Well, for people like you that can't get past a simple boss battle, you can have people help you if you don't have friends.
I don't have friends that play Borderlands.
Rude. I was going to say, do you have friends?
I do. They just don't play Borderlands. They play Stardew Valley and Jurassic God. World Evolution. I blame you, Skittles. God damn it. I was playing... So, casually last night, I was like... Because I'm stuck on this one island, and it's like one of the hardest islands. It's so small and so ridiculous. And I'm like, I'll just play half an hour. No joke. At 9 o'clock last night. 12:30, Luke comes in and goes, do you know what time it is? like 10:30 maybe? He's like, you know how you wear a watch? You might want to look at it. Oh, shit. So, yeah.
It's acting like you came home late. How dare you?
No, but I'm not... I don't stay up late. 11 o'clock is usually... Ugh, I'm out. No matter where I am, I just drop. So...
You're out tonight. You're dropping at 11.
Yep. So, folks. So, for me to play a game and still be, alert and awake is, whoa. Yeah. But yeah, so what consoles, do you have this on PC or?
No, I need an upgrade on my PC, but I do have it on PlayStation 4 and I'm planning to get it on Xbox at some point because I have friends everywhere and a lot of them are on Xbox.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
Well, that's...
But yes, more DLC content is coming out. I don't know when. I think the first lot of content's probably coming out in the next, estimate, 3 to 6 months.
Okay, well, I'm happy.
Just say that.
I'm happy for you. That's exciting.
Thank you. And I'm happy for you and your addiction to Jurassic World Evolutions.
Damn you, Skittles. So
all the best to Luke.
So, the reason that we actually got together... Wow, that sounded weird. To do another podcast. Oh. To do another podcast. Was due to a meme that's gone around the internet this week. I kind of want to read it out in its entirety. I will.
Wait, you mean that Twitch? Not Twitch. Twitter thread?
I will post it in the show notes below. So if you want to just scroll down, click on read more and you'll be able to see Nico's review for Borderlands 3. You'll be able to see my review for Lego Jurassic World Switch. But also below that, you'll be able to see this Twitter thread. Now I'm just trying to enlarge it so I can read it because... she's old. My eyes ain't what they used to be. So
he's got the largest font setting on his iPhone.
Hang on. And zoom in. Okay. So the tweet is from Fightin Cowboy. That's Fightin with no G. His first tweet says this. So lately there's been a lot of fuss over gaming forcing diversity and people getting upset that a character is gay, trans, etc. And I want to take a moment and try to explain this to folks that are having trouble understanding the issue as a straight white dude myself. We'll talk about that later. As a straight white dude, my whole life has been filled with cool white dudes in gaming and comics. Iron Man, He-Man, debatable, Spider-Man, Cloud. There's literally a million different choices you could pick from and think, oh, I want to be like them. I can relate to them. And now we're seeing more women, more people of color, more people of varying sexual orientations, and dudes are asking, why does my character have to be gay? I like this character, but why do I have to play as a black girl? And to be honest, y'all been playing as a straight white dude for so long, you're treating that as the default setting in life. But that's not true. The world isn't made of nothing but straight white dudes. There's billions of different people out there. And you'll say, well, why does my character have to be gay? It doesn't matter to the gameplay. And you're right, it doesn't. So why the fuck do you care? Playing as a gay character doesn't mean cocks start power dropping into your room to assault you. Sidebar. So I'm just going to stop because I want to interject right there. If by any chance any gaming dev is listening to this, the more cocks that you power drop into rooms to assault, the more the gays will buy your game. Just saying. Anyway, let's go on. But to that 13-year-old kid that's gay and still in the closet, he suddenly has a role model. He has someone he can relate to the same way you look up to Tony Stark or Mario or whoever. That little black girl who was too shy of gaming has a character she sees herself in. The point is, while it might not impact the gameplay at all, it's not hurting you and it's potentially helping someone else. And if you still disagree with that, then the real problem is just that you're an asshole. Which is my favorite line of the whole thing. Now, we did actually chat about this in the Game On AUS chat.
Yes.
And there were varying opinions about this. I feel like, I don't know, what. Let's start with you, because I'm still collecting my thoughts. What did you think about this when you read it?
Okay, so to be honest, that day I didn't read much because I was extremely tired and I was doing a lot of things that day, so
enough excuses. My
sorry. There are some valid points there. Some very valid points, and also it kind of, in a way, it changes my opinion on some past thoughts, because Apex Legends, that's for all those who aren't very aware of the character lore in that game, there is a gay man, a gay character you can choose within that game. There's also a non-binary character that you can also choose as well, which initially I'm thinking to myself, why does it matter when it doesn't really affect the overall game? It doesn't affect this, like, it has nothing to do with the story or anything like that. They've just chosen to go, you're gay, you're non-binary, and then, you know, standardized genders, etc., across the rest of the characters that you can pick. But what's been said has kind of changed that in a way. Like, my thought patterns have been changed because, like you said, a non-binary person has someone that they can identify with. A gay person has someone who they can identify with. And if that makes someone happy, we can't take away that person's happiness.
Yes. Definitely. And I think a lot of, from what I've heard from people, it's not the fact that they are a gay character. It's the fact that such a deal is made about it. To the point that apparently it feels very American politics. which I do not agree with one iota. Just from talking to people in the gay community, some who are gamers, some who are not, a lot of them don't play every game that comes out. So when a developer says, I'm going to make a game and the main character's gay and there's a storyline with another male, like with two males involving a romance, you're going to want people who want to see that and who want to consume that play your game, right?
Yeah.
So how do you know unless it's advertised? They won't know. They'll go, oh, look, it's Mass Effect 6. Snore.
They haven't even done 5 yet.
Not the point. Same with, remember Horizon Zero Dawn? They made this, you know, they made that big fuss about, hey, we've got a female lead in a, you know, open world action adventure game. And when that game was first announced, there was such a... I remember the backlash about that, and I was like, why? Who cares? Like, it's a girl. Who cares?
Do people forget Lara Croft?
And that was my point, is we... Because she's not a bare-breasted woman with short shorts. She's sensibly dressed warrior who dresses appropriately. For her surroundings.
Correct.
So,
yeah. Even though Lara Croft didn't do that.
No, she did not. Oh, I'm so freezing. My pointy nipples are hard. So
she can't help the polygon count of 1996.
She can and will. So, I don't know. I think seeing the world from... just that viewpoint, I understand why they think, oh God, we're being preached to again about this. I get that, but I also think when you're the majority, and everyone else feels like they have an equal footing and an equal say and an equal voice, you won't need to be preached to. We won't need to make a fuss when it's not a big deal anymore.
Yeah.
So when they announce that, you know, there's going to be gay storylines in this game, or there's going to be a female lead in this game, or, you know, a person of color who's not a slave or something in a game, and no one goes on Reddit and goes, fuck you, game developers. Rare, false diversity. This is fucked. That's when no one will make a big deal about it anymore. Because there's no need to make a deal of it. Because there's no fuss about it. So the more that you angry white men go on and complain to Reddit, the louder we're going to get.
True.
So if you just pipe down and shut up and let everyone have a say, there wouldn't be a problem, and there wouldn't be a need for any of this carry on. It would just be how it is, and people can create the stories they want to create and the characters they want to create without feeling judged or you know, oh God, should I do this? This is going to be risky. What about a backlash? There'll be no need for that.
Do you think this is a reason? This comes out of the reason why that. This actually comes under a whole other belief, in terms of equality, because you obviously our community wants equality across gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, all of that.
I'm including everyone. I'm including women. I'm including people of color. Everyone. Yeah,
but what I'm about to say. So, do you think this is the reason why that developers would call their put their games in a box? Which
let's leave your box out of this.
I don't have a box.
don't you? Do you mean like classifying their games as like...
Yeah, which also comes under something that, to me, in my opinion, doesn't really scream equality, because people are still putting things into a box like that. And in my opinion, if we want to create equality, if we want to progress, we've got to stop putting everything in boxes. Like, I read something on Twitter where they someone was asked if they want to be on a panel, but it was also described as, do you want to come on to a, I'm pretty sure they also classed it as queer, and they were kind of like, what? Like, they were also, I mean, they're in the LGBTQIA plus community, but at the same time, they're like, I will be on the panel. It doesn't have to be, but they didn't need it to be classified as
anything but a panel.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a funny point we're at in the world.
Yes.
And it's going to go one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out here saying equal playing field for everyone. Woo!
That's it.
Yeah. That's my opinion, short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to add to that, I did just want to bring up this week in Queensland, there was a gay bashing in a Gold Coast shopping centre.
Oh, yes.
Which is actually quite frightening, because that's where I lived for the previous 4 years before I moved here. That frightens me. To think,
very much so.
This shopping centre is 5 minutes from where I lived. And a group of 10 teenagers, like, were sitting on a bus, were calling these two gay slurs, which I won't say, followed them to Westfield and attacked them. They suffered broken ribs, a bashed-in face, swollen eye, split lips. The teenagers have been charged, so that's something.
Mm.
But this is also why representation matters. We know that people fear what they don't understand. And when you've got a prime minister... Ooh, it's getting political. When you've got a prime minister and a political party... both here and in other countries overseas, saying not necessarily that it's wrong, but they're not necessarily team pink. It's not good.
I thought our colour was purple.
Sometimes, only on Sundays. So, first of all, I really hope that these two are okay. Apparently, according to their interview with Q News, they're now in Melbourne and they never will go back to Queensland again. Which,
oh dear,
is scary.
It is.
It's also why I feel so old. Whenever I talk to a gay youth who's...
I feel so young.
Youth who's like under the age of 19. I will always say... Continue. I know, this sounds so sketchy. I always say, looking back, so I was... Well, you know, when I was, you know, figuring out my sexuality when I was like 14, 15,
I was getting deep.
Skinny, scrawny little kid.
Twink.
And I really feel like if I had learned self-defense, I could have physically stood up for myself when I wasn't emotionally ready to. And I tell every gay youth that I see if you want to feel strong and you want to feel powerful and you don't feel powerful inside, do it on the outside. So at least you can defend yourself. And if you can feel strong on the outside, it'll change you on the inside. I wish someone had told me that when I was 13. And I did it.
What age were you when you finally felt strong?
Like 21.
Hmm.
But it was a whole family thing. So, yeah. So my coming out wasn't really me choosing to come out. It was my family finding... I used a share computer because, you know, back in the day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and my parents went through my MSN Messenger history. Remember that old chestnut?
I'm like, oh, my phone's not near me. I've got the messenger notification sound as my message tone. But continue.
ICQ, all that stuff.
I wasn't that old.
Not actually, you know, that wasn't around.
I know what it is, but yeah.
Yeah, so they went through messages and read everything.
What did they read, Alistair? Tell us what they read.
We shan't go there.
We'll talk about it after the show.
That's Game Over After Dark.
And if you subscribe now,
use the promo code untucked,
you'll get 10% off Pornhub Premium.
30 days free at SeanCody.com.
Look,
I was kicked out, and I didn't talk to my family for 3 years.
Oh my God.
And in those 3 years, I had to make myself strong and grow and change. And I even think now to this day, like, you know, other side of the bridge, mum and I are fine. We get along civilly. And growing up, like, I was really, like, looking back, I was really, like, easygoing and soft. And that whole process changed me into a different person that my mum now doesn't like because I'm too strong for her to
deal with. Too outspoken.
Yeah, especially when I drink vodka, which I never will do around her again because it just ends in disaster.
Yeah, it sounds like another story.
Oh, but yeah, we won't get that.
Later.
But yeah. Game over untucked. So...
Oh, we've got two After Dark shows now.
Just wait. So yeah, if you're listening and if you're still with us for some reason, why? But
please tell us why in the comments below.
Please, and don't rate us just yet. Give us a few more episodes.
We can't get cancelled, okay?
We're doing this ourselves. Oh, Pete's never going to publish this on Game On. So
oh dear.
But in all seriousness, if you are struggling or don't know where to go or who to turn to, feel free to send us a message. If you need to reach out to places like Beyond Blue, they're amazing. So we will be back next fortnight with a more structured format. We just wanted to quickly jump on and just give our thoughts about that little Twitter thing that's making the round on the socials, and to let you know that we are working on the format. If you have any ideas,
please tell us.
Please let us know. We won't let you listen to the unedited version because whoa, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't no one ready for that. But... PAX is coming up in a couple of weeks. I can't believe I just said PAX is coming up in a couple of weeks. OMG. But seriously, if you are going to PAX, there is a ton of gay, lesbian, queer content. There's even a whole section. So we'll also be noting those at Joy 94.9 in the show notes below. They have a ton of panels. There's a whole section of queer games that you can play. Video games I'm talking about, not actual games. So make sure that you get involved if you want to connect with people in your community. That's a really good place to do it. Speaking of, are you coming to PAX?
No.
You are dead to me.
You spit on your microphone.
It was a pretend spit. It's what the industry professionals call pretend spit.
I'm leaving that one right there.
So you're not coming, definitely.
No, I am not coming to PAX.
Boo.
I know. I'm a disappointment. I wanted to come this year. I saw so many people last year at PAX and all of the meetups, like everyone that I've met over the last few years on Instagram, they all met up and it was awesome. And I'm over here spending three days with a whole bunch of FOMO.
Well, it's about to happen all over again.
I'm getting off social networks for 3 days, guys. Watch me. It will happen. I'll last half a day.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for sticking around. Just before we go, tell us, besides Borderlands 3, is there anything else you're playing at the moment in the next couple of weeks that you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm getting back onto NBA 2K20 because my review ended up getting put on hold because Borderlands 3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I went all ASMR on that one.
Are you playing anything for fun or are you just reviewing stuff?
I'm playing Borderlands 3 for fun. Just playing review titles like lately. That's taken over my life really, but I'm trying to cram in as much Borderlands 3 as possible. I'm also streaming Borderlands 3 on the Game On Oz Twitch channels 2 nights a week.
And what nights are they? And times, please.
Well, this week, it's going to be Tuesday and Saturday, but normally it is Wednesday straight after the podcast recording on the Game On Oz Twitch channel, and Saturdays from 9 p.m. onwards.
Nice. So we'll also have those links in the show notes below.
Click links below, like our shit.
Click, click. There's going to be a lot of show notes in this one. But you
show
know,
show notes for days.
For days. Yeah, and I got Zelda Link's Awakening today, which is a review title. So
that looks amazing.
I've only played a little bit of it at work today, and it's very pretty. What I've seen of it.
Did you just describe it as very pretty?
It is very pretty, yes. It's very pretty. And I'm a little bit late, but I got the Spyro Reignited Trilogy on Switch. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm a little bit like, I don't know, I finished it on the PS4, loved it. So I'm like, well, it'd be cool to have it on the go. And yeah, so we'll see.
How much on the go you actually play it.
Yeah, I don't know. But I've been giving fucking Lego Jurassic World a thrashing. Oh my god.
Hey, Alistair, tell us about Lego Jurassic World.
Oh my god, it's so good. So, look, it doesn't have any new content. So if you're looking for something new, you're not going to find it. But it has all the DLC that was included in the first, like with the new original release. It's not the shitty watered down version that the Vita and the DS got. It's the full console version.
This came out on Vita?
It did, but you remember how Lego used to do shitty watered down versions?
Oh, on DS? Yes. Yeah. Oh,
everyone thought that it might have been that. Thank goodness it is not. And it looks really good. Like, I've obviously played every Lego game on the Switch so far. This one looks the best.
Tell us about your addictions.
Looks the best. And thanks to Skittles, I'll also be playing Jurassic World Evolution.
At the same time.
at the same time, possibly one in one hand, one in the other, and yes, I'm still talking about games. Also, before we go, massive announcement. Apple Arcade came out today.
Shooting out.
So I have been fortunate enough to have been gifted a 3-month subscription, I believe. 3-month or 4-month, one of them. From a lovely developer who's publishing a ton of games on the platform. So I have about 10 games downloaded, and they also released a patch where you can connect your PS4 and or Xbox controller to your iPad or iPhone to play games on Apple Arcade. So I'll be trying that over the next week or so. So I'll obviously let you know how that is on our next podcast.
Do you know how great Androids are?
I love Android, but I have an iPad to just test out this Apple Arcade. Because you know what? There's a lot of indie publishers releasing stuff on there that aren't going to release it anywhere else. So,
and I hate them for that.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's just like Netflix, Amazon, Stan, Disney Plus. It's the same thing.
It's not. It's not. You know what?
Tears. Tears. Tears.
Also, Nintendo Switch Lite just came out.
Oh, yeah.
I completely forgot about that until someone said they got their new Apple phone. Yeah, I just called it an Apple phone.
Wow.
And the Nintendo Switch Lite, which I will say in full name.
I actually forgot about that.
And if you use our code, you'll get 10% off your Nintendo Switch. That's right. 10% off the actual size.
Yes. Send us your controllers now. Link in the show notes. So,
gift us Nintendo Lite, even though we don't want them.
So, plug your links. Where can we read all about you, Nico?
You can read all about me over on twitter.com/NicoPlaysGames. That's games with no Y.
That's a really good Twitter name, can I just say? That's a really good handle.
Do not hack and change my Twitter handle.
So thanks for tuning back in. If this is your first time here, sorry. But if you did somewhat enjoy it, feel free to subscribe. Because we will be back in a fortnight and subsequent fortnights with a actual format.
Better and, content.
And news. News, content. Sports. Discussions.
And weather.
And weather. It's getting quite warm, so my nipples are quite dry. So that adds up.
I think that's a you problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is it. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you did like some of what you've heard, feel free to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. It does help other people find the show. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in.